This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi arrived in Baghdad on Sunday, becoming the first Egyptian head of state to travel to Iraq since former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990. The conflict ruptured diplomatic ties between Iraq and Egypt, but relations have improved in recent years with many senior officials from both countries exchanging visits. Sisi's visit to Iraq is part of a summit between Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq, the fourth round of talks meant to strengthen security, economic, trade, and investment cooperation between the three Arab countries. The United States has been urging Iraq to boost ties with Arab nations to counter the Iranian influence in the country. The search continues for bodies and possible survivors in the collapse of a condominium near Miami. Officials say the death toll has reached five, and late Saturday they identified four of those killed. More than 150 remain unaccounted for. One family was able to find some mementos from a grandmother who lived on the sixth floor of the building that collapsed in Surfside. They found a photo of the 92-year-old in the rubble, along with a birthday card. She is still missing. The family says they still have hope. They're among dozens of families awaiting word on loved ones. Officials don't know what caused the Florida beachside condo tower to suddenly collapse, but experts are closely examining a 2018 report that identified numerous issues with the building, including major structural damage to a concrete slab below its pool deck that needed to be extensively repaired. The report was among a series of documents released by the city of Surfside, Florida. Rescuers continue to dig through the rubble to find any of the 156 people still missing. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged people on Sunday to overcome their hesitancy about getting COVID-19 vaccinations as soon as possible as concerns grow about the highly infectious Delta variant being detected in some states. After a fall in infections from May's daily peak of 400,000 per day, India has redoubled its efforts to inoculate the country's 940 million adults amid supply constraints and fears of a third wave of the pandemic. Modi told people to get vaccinated, urging the public to adhere to social distancing and wearing masks as well. India must administer 10 million doses a day to achieve its aim of inoculating all adults by December, experts say. But the country has fully vaccinated fewer than 6% with two doses. Modi said this month the government would buy 75% of all vaccines from drug makers and distribute them for free to states, which, along with private hospitals, had been buying shots for people aged 18 to 45. State governments eased lockdown restrictions this month after a fall in cases in India, but scientists fear that the presence of the Delta variant, which was first detected in the country, and the slow pace of vaccination could trigger another wave of infections. Nearly 20 people were wounded in overnight scuffles in northern Lebanon between security forces and protesters angered by spiraling economic crisis, a medical association said on Sunday. The protests in the city of Tripoli came as the Lebanese pound found new lows on the black market due to the financial crisis the World Bank says is likely to rank among the world's worst since the mid-19th century. Calm returned to the city on Sunday after protesters tried to storm official buildings, including a branch of the central bank overnight, forcing the army to deploy. Rubber bullets and shrapnel from stun grenades accounted for some of the injury. A spokesperson for a charity told AFP, the army says 10 soldiers were wounded in the Tripoli clashes, the majority in a single incident that it said involved a group of protesters on motorcycles throwing stun grenades at personnel. The Lebanese pound traded on Saturday at a record low. And the first cruise ship to leave a U.S. port since the coronavirus pandemic brought the industry to a 15-month standstill has sailed away. Celebrity Edge departed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Saturday with a number of passengers limited to 40%. Celebrity Cruises says the ship meets the health requirements from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that at least 95% of all the travelers be fully vaccinated. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.